VWA. Mobile.
Team KO4HGX.
3G CA monitoring.
KO4HGX, how are you?
Patrick, can you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I got that other code plug.
Yeah, I didn't do much yesterday. My eyesight was acting up Saturday, and come to find out, I had something sitting on or kinking my oxygen hose, so no telling how long my O2 level was low. And boy, when I finally found that kink and I got it hooked back up correctly, I kind of slept all day yesterday.
So you kind of need that oxygen. It affects a lot of things.
Yes, sir. Sorry I missed the group this morning. I was up at 4 this morning making sure Ashley was out. And then once she left, I laid back down and forgot to turn the radios on.
Don't worry about that. We just get on there and like to make sure everybody's okay.
It's nice. It's a nice little round table there going, and makes everybody's commute to work a lot quicker.
Well, that passed the time, that's for sure.
Yes, Sally and I are the only two that save gas there. Hi.
Y'all probably the only two to do that. Now, every now and then, I'll get up on Friday mornings and set at the house and not have to burn no fossil fuels to do that.
Yeah. Kind of late, so I hope the traffic don't get me. Yeah, Sally's saying the traffic's, hopes it doesn't get her.
Hallway can get congested at times.
Three dogs running around, it does.
Three dogs, I'm sure they're congested in there all the time because underfoot.
We rotate them and let them take turns staying in the bedroom at night with us and so forth like that, but my golden retriever is female. She likes her crate the best. I don't know why. She'll come in here occasionally during the daytime, but at night she wants her crate. But the chocolate lab and the golden door, they both want to come in here and stay.
Crate's where she feels comfortable.
Yeah, she, all three of our dogs will actually sleep on their back with their feet in the air, so they're all real comfortable.
So, my little one, I've never seen her sleep like that. She's usually tucked up in a ball.
Coco or Wrench, the chocolate lab or the golden door, I let him in here in the bedroom. The golden door one, the puppy, he's 2 years, he likes to sleep at my foot, right up next to my leg, stretched out, and sometimes he's on his side or his back. But the chocolate lab, he crawls right back up against my back, and he just puts himself kind of like in a ball and pushes up against me like he's sleeping in a pack of dogs there. But you talk about warm, I don't have to worry about turning the heater on for a while. KA3JCA with KO4HKX.
Mine doesn't sleep in the bed. She'll sleep at the foot, down in the floor at the foot of the bed, but she doesn't get in the bed with us.
That, and they started whining, and I, as a good daddy, I broke down and let them come up, and now I regret it, but they don't try to kick us out of bed. But when I'm in the hospital, the week that I'm there, Sally will sleep with her dog, which is the chocolate lab, and he does. He sits right here on my bed, and then when I come home, he knows to give it up.
It's amazing how smart they are. For somebody you can't communicate directly with.
Funny, because you're right, you really can't communicate it, but like with Abby, I can say certain things and she knows exactly what I'm talking about. Don't know if it's the pitch of my voice or what, but with the chocolate lab, Coco, I can tell him to go get the ball and the bone, and he knows exactly what I'm talking about, and he can distinguish between the two. Now, the puppy, he's still in training stages. He just likes to lay there and be rubbed. He's not much of a fetcher and bring it back to you.
Ryan, you say ball outside or anything, or rattle a cellophane bag, she knows exactly what you mean.
In the morning when I go to get Ashley up to make sure she's up, and I'll say, you know, use the command for the Alexa device and then just say drop in on Ashley. Boy, he's sitting there waiting at the gate for her to come to the gate to let him out and then feed him. It's like that. She takes care of feeding him in the morning and then at night.
For definitely routine animals, that's for sure.
Feed him at 5:30 every morning, but occasionally Ashley has to get up earlier to be there at 6, so she leaves here about 5:15 to go to work. Just because it's dark out and she drives a little bit slower in the morning. So needless to say, 12 hours later, the dogs are barking thinking it's mealtime again. So, but, well, I know you said you got the goat plug. Did you get a chance to put it in or look at it?
I looked at it and I have a couple of questions. I don't have them right on top of my head, but maybe one this afternoon or this evening. I can get with you and ask you a couple of questions about what things are.
Yeah, I wish the database would let you put just maybe like at least 5 more characters in there. I think that would cover everything, but so some of them are really abbreviated.
That, and I noticed you took out 3 zones that I had on mine. I do remember that, and they were the zones for the repeaters for Hendersonville and the one for Spartanburg down that way. I don't know where you put them.
Zones are in there, but I don't know if the zones, you just may have to redo the zone and pull the channels over. South Carolina is in alphabetical order, and so is North Carolina.
Okay, roger that. I'll have to look at it.
I did on your code plug that you sent me when you read it from your radio. All I did was copy just the channel one over. I didn't do anything with the zone or the talk groups.
I noticed it on the very first one that you sent me back a week or so ago, whenever the first time we'd done that, that the zones were out of it. And for W4FOT and TOG and W4RSCW, I believe it. I can't remember that one. Out of Spartanburg.
Yeah, that's the one. I think you sent me 2 code plugs the first time. One it said new code plug or something, or then you sent me a second one, and I guess when I saved the second one, it wasn't saved into your format, so I couldn't reopen it. But I could open up the very first one that you sent me that you said was wrong. It didn't have those in there. But I think I added 3 of those to mine. If not, just let me know, and I'll add those to mine, too. But I do have Hendersonville and Spartanburg. And you should also be able to get Gaithersburg. Not Gaithersburg. Gastonia.
I think I've seen those in there, but when I'm sitting in front of it, maybe we can talk about it. That way it's easier to know what's going on. It's hard to recall all that information.
It's like over 1,600 channels in there right now that I have in mind.
Are we having fun yet?
For KA3JCA in the group.
Say hi to Mark. It's Steve.
Steven, KR8MR, and that's Patrick, KO4HKX. Yes, Steven, I was up at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. I got a hip that's hurting real bad, and I woke up 2 or 3 times, 2 o'clock to get some pills, so, and then I slept some more, apparently, and then I got up at 4 and took a different pain pill.
Here, listen, let y'all... letting him give you a hard time there for a minute. But, yeah, I've been up since, 5:15 this morning.
Early birds.
Normal routine, except for Thursday. I get up even earlier.
In the morning, and then they all start disappearing for work, and I think Patrick's on here all day.
double.
That Monday through Wednesday is 5:15, and Thursday for me is 4:30.
It's Andrew, KO4CEF, and then Ken, KN4TWF, TFW. I get his mixed up all the time. But, yeah, they're on there, and then Chandler's on here, WWZ, and I think there's one or two more. There's Eric that's been on here that's new, 3 times a week. So they'll have to join us, Stephen, KA3JCA.
I'm appreciating the invite. And actually, you were apologizing, and I'm the one who needs to apologize. Oh, geez, Patrick. Yeah, I gotta get familiar with you guys. But yeah, me and Richard talked on the phone last night, probably for about an hour.
Normal routine to be on here every morning, anywhere from about 5 o'clock to somewhere around 8.
This is Steve. Yeah, Richard and I talked a whole lot about DRM last night on the telephone.
That's been the center of most of our conversations lately.
But I'm warming up to it. I had an uncle working last night. It's an RTL-SCR dongle. And right now I'm just looking at the FM broadcast band, and you can see the stations that are just playing wideband FM. And then you can see, like, for instance, 99.8, I think. 99.9, somewhere around in there. You can see the little square sidebands for in-band, on-channel, high-definition HD radio, or whatever they call that.
BWA.
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry about that, guys. I had to jump out and take a phone call right quick.
Okay, and for BWA, Steve. I've got a 578, Anytone 578, and I think I'm going to go ahead and just let that puppy go. So if you know anybody interested, it's like brand new in the box. And did you put any more thought into that West Mountain speaker?
Not. I'd like to get with you on that, but I've been busy and haven't been having time to get that way.
Second Greer again. Tap you on the shoulder and maybe get with you on Wednesday afternoon. Like I said, I'm going to let that 578 mobile rig go and hold on to my 878 and just go from there. So if you know anybody interested, it's like brand new, still in the box. So I'll get out of y'all's way. 73, y'all have a good morning. Carry on.
KB2HXF.
Are we still about 1 or 2 o'clock?
Yeah, I'll let you know, Steve. I'm doing some running around this morning, and I got to get back to a customer from last week, and I will certainly let you know. Hopefully it doesn't rain on me this morning.
It's really nice over here in Spartanburg. So, KN4BWA, clear.
All right, I'll be listening, KB2HXF.
Steve, 73, Dave, good to hear both of you this morning. And Steve and Richard, y'all still around? KO4HKX.
Yeah, I'm still here. I was trying to get to the other Steve's call sign. I thought, look, probably said Kilo Alpha 4 Bravo Whiskey Alpha.
N4 Kilo Nancy 4 Victor KN4. I can't even remember his number. VWA.
Kilo November 4. Victor Whiskey Alpha.
QR's out here.
There. I don't even remember whether I've got my email on there, do I?
Yes, X-ray.
Good. Well, if you want to get in touch with me, just hit me on the email and we'll connect up.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing this DMR mode. And like you, I'm not sure how I want to get into it hardware-wise, but, you know, Richard and I were talking on the phone for a long time about last night, and I misunderstood the hardware. I didn't understand that the handheld that you're talking to, that he's using to talk to the Raspberry Pi, has to be a digital radio. It's got to be like a 578, and that's like, what, $400 or something?
Have to look it up. I really, to be honest with you, don't know what they're going for now. Like I said, this one is like new in the box, and you know, it's just really, really clean. So, and it's not that old. I picked it up out of an estate, and it's just a really nice radio. Now, I've got a 578, and I have a 878, the handheld. And that 878, man, as far as a 2-meter 440, that thing performs like unreal. So I'm actually thinking about holding on to it. And if I do ever get into the DMR, you know, take the deep dive, you know, at least I'll have that.
Hey, Steve, VWA, do you want a code plug for it? I have one.
The problem is I have not had enough time to dedicate. I've got the programming software. I've got the programming cable. I've got everything I need. I've already got some DMR in there. I've got my number. I got my ID, you know, all that good stuff. But I have not had the time and the dedication to learn the ladder system, what I call a ladder system, the logic profile as to how to select it and actually make that final jump to get in. So I've got quite a few in there. I just, like I said, I haven't had the dedication to make that final jump.
KO4HKX. Richard, he has the same radio I have, so make sure if you're going to send him one, send him the code plug that I have. And Steve, if you will bring it with you Wednesday, I will show you how to use that.
Well, I don't have it powered up in anything right now. I've got it put back in the box.
Just bring it with you, and I'll show you how to use it. I'll have mine with me also.
26, right, Patrick?
I'm pretty sure he's 126, but he has the same radio I have. He may be on 127 because I've not done the firmware upgrade. But more than likely, he's on 126 because he's not done anything with it in a while.
Steven, if you take it and charge it up real quick, make sure it's charged fully before you go with Patrick. If you want to call me, I'll give you my number. You call me, I can let you walk you through to make sure I have the correct firmware. And then I can send that code plug to Patrick, and that way you'll have it. He can go from there.
Well, is that on the handheld, or is that on the handheld's the 878. The mobile base is the 578. Are you talking about for the, see, I don't even have a, having one of those brain moments this morning. I don't have an uplink for the small one. I was just going to try to use it with the DMR repeaters, and I don't have an uplink.
Steve, you can use it with the repeaters with the code plug that he's going to send you, or you can just bring it with you, and I can write it from my computer. All I'd have to change is the radio ID.
Well, I don't want to interrupt your business day now, Patrick. So if we could work that out for that handheld, you know, that'd be great.
Meet me that afternoon, you know, right at, say, 5 o'clock or so, and I'm right there in the area where you're at, and we can do it right there. It won't take just a few minutes.
Well, that sounds good. Now, will I have to have an uplink for that?
No, sir. You'll be able to use a repeater with it. I'll show you how to do that.
Well, fantastic. All right, and that's the handheld.
Roger that.
Wow. Are you familiar with the 578?
Familiar with it, but Richard is, and basic code plug setup is the same from my understanding.
That is correct. I just have to make sure the correct model and version and firmware is to upload it. But if you wanted to keep the 578, I can give you a code plug.
All right. Well, good enough. Well, Wednesday evening sounds like a date then, Patrick. I need to go ahead and do something with this thing. But I tell you what, that any tone on the 2-meter 440 on the handheld, that thing is... it's good. It's real good. Of course, then again, I'm coming from a Baofeng. Well, enough said there. Well, listen, guys, I'm sitting in front of Lowe's in Spartanburg, and I need to run on in there and grab some breakers and some other good stuff. I'm doing some electrical work at my man cave, and I'm going to jump. Patrick, I'll try to get in touch with you sometime on Wednesday during the day, and we'll firm up our plan, and I certainly appreciate it. Y'all have a good day. Patrick, go make some money, brother. 73 is KN4VWA, clear.
Good to talk to you this morning.
Hey, Steve, 73. If you bring that 578 the same day when you get done with Patrick in Greer area, if you want to come down 14, you can bring it right here and I can plug it into my power unit and I can program your 578 real quick.
You know, I might just take you up on that, Richard. That is, if I can figure out how to use it. We'll see what Patrick does to me on that. So that's a possibility. Y'all have a great day, and I appreciate your help. KN4VWA, clear.
KR8MR, KA3JZ. You still there, Steve?
Conversation.
Because... Patrick's radio is like 1.26. There's a couple out there that are 202 for the firmware. I'm running 205. There's somebody else that was running a different version. The 578 version 115 and 116, and I've currently updated mine to 116. So I'm running the 578. UV3 Plus. There is a UV Pro out there that doesn't do airband receive, but if you don't need it, it doesn't make a difference.
Aviation band, but mostly I like tuning the military aviation band just above the 2-meter band. There's a air-to-air where they talk, like the F-16s talk to one another around 138 around in there, just below the 2-meter band and above the aviation band, and then there's 225 to 400, and I used to listen to that a whole lot when I lived up in Ohio, because the whole southeast corner of Ohio is one big restricted area, Brush Creek MOA, R5503, and then the southeast corner of Indiana, just west of Cincinnati, is a bombing range, Jefferson Proving Grounds, and there's a VR route over Kentucky where they fly 400 feet, 400 knots, and the whole thing is just all fun to listen to because you got Wright Pat. Used to have Springfield Guard Base was there, but Springfield doesn't have F-16s no more, and there's Bearfield out of Fort Wayne. There's Toledo Sting. They usually do the flybys. They probably did the Bengals yesterday, and then up around Detroit, I think there was an F-16 base. It's F-22s now. And that was fun to listen to.
Listen to any of that type. My wife likes listening to the tower there at GSP and approach control and departure control. So I've got a few programmed in on my radio that she can listen to.
By the way, I got an 8:50 appointment at the ophthalmologist. I got to get out of here soon. What's weird is, I mean, you know where I live, Richard, and I'm up here north of everything, kind of, and I can get GSP okay, 119.4, but I can get, it makes sense, I can get downtown better. But I can get, out of all three of them, I can hear Donaldson really good, and it's down further away than all of them.
that frequency then and program it in, KA3JC in a group. All right, I'm going to let you go. I have to run and get something real quick, and I'll be back too, but I know you got to get ready to get on the road, so I'll probably catch you on the road, KA3JCA.
Not a car anymore. I got a V7 Kenwood sitting up there, blue face, that it needs a home. And I'm just afraid to put stuff in my car because we've had break-ins, people taking guns and stuff out of cars. Okay, well, 7-3, Richard. I'm trying to find your phone. I got so many notes here, I can't even. KA3JCA, KRNMR, 7-3.
He's 7-3, Richard, KO4HKX. Good to talk to both of you this morning.
Morning, Patrick.
Looking 7-3, Steve, KA3JCA.
Good morning, Patrick.
4HKX, KO4PXB.
Good morning, Lloyd. How are you?
KO4HKX.
Listening on the, obviously, the DMR message, the conversation this morning. And if y'all don't mind, I would also like that code plug, and I'll give you the, my email address if y'all would like to, and don't mind sending that.
Don't mind sending it to you at all, and if you'll text me your email, I'll be glad to send it to you. Just need to know what firmware you're running on your radio.
Said I have a 878. It is not the plus or anything like that, but I'm running 1.27 firmware.
I don't think anybody has the 1.27 yet. I haven't upgraded mine firmware on mine. I need to do that. So the code plug won't work with yours because it's not on the same firmware, but if I upgrade mine, it will work. So I may look into doing that this weekend, and then I can send it to you.
Hey, I can give him a copy of yours now with 127 because I have 127 here.
Okay, roger that. Well, if you can email it to me or you can get with Richard, either one, Lloyd. Either way, we'll get it to you.
In QRZ, if you want to send me an email, and then what I'll do is I'll take Patrick's code plug, export it, then export it back into 127, and then send it to you.
All right, let me write down your call sign real quick. Go ahead and relay it.
Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3JCA.
Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha.
That is correct, sir.
I'm sorry to jump in on the conversation, so I have to say 73. I'm now in my parking lot at work. Please have a great day, everybody. KO4PXB. I'm out.
Lloyd, I just text you Richard's number so you'd have it. That way you got his call sign and everything there. KO4HKX.
Patrick, thank you very much. And like I said, I'm definitely saying 73. Y'all please be careful today.
73KA3JCA.
Clear out. Looks like their guys are finally starting to get here. So good to talk to you this morning, and I'll be clear for now. KO4HKX, 73 is Richard.
2HX has mobile listening.